investigated allegations against Bolton's conduct and temperament for weeks before finally sending his name on to the full Senate with no recommendation. George Bush said today's new intelligence czar is hard at work, fashioning what he called a single unified enterprise out of America's many spy agencies. Bush spoke at a ceremonial swearing-in for Director of National Intelligence John Negroponte. The former UN and Iraq ambassador has actually been on the job since last month. He took the oath of office in private just minutes after his Senate confirmation. Negroponte's job was created by Congress on the recommendation of the 9/11 Commission. He is now Bush's principal intelligence advisor and operational command of all 15 U.S. spy agencies. Bush says with the nation at war, Negroponte is already making sure those who are making key decisions have the information they need. On Capitol Hill today, debate on one of George Bush's judicial nominees, even as efforts reportedly take place behind the scenes to head off a wider confrontation. Republicans are arguing senators must vote up or down on Texas Judge Priscilla Owen. That battle could bring a historic showdown over filibusters. Senate Republican leader Bill Frist, frustrated by the success of Democrats in blocking some of Bush's more controversial nominees, has threatened to call a vote on banning judicial filibusters for judges altogether. As lawmakers clash on the Senate floor, negotiators from both parties are reportedly working quietly to put together a deal to avert such a constitutional confrontation. Owen is praised as an ideal candidate by conservatives, but criticized by liberals as being biased toward business interests and against abortion. A message sent to me from the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq denounces the new government in Baghdad and defends the killing of fellow Muslims, the audio tape believed to be the first from Abu Musab al-Zarqawi since the new Iraqi government was put in place. The speaker on the tape reportedly calls Iraqi leaders infidels and condemns Shiite Muslims for collaborating with U.S. forces. This is Air America Radio News.
Are you struggling with alcohol? Thousands have used my Alcohol Freedom CDs and discovered how hypnotherapy ends the struggle. Kevin writes, I'm an Arizona hunting redneck and I sure don't believe in hypnosis and all that gobbledygook. I gotta tell you though, I haven't had a beer in 6 weeks and I'm not even tempted. After 3 days, I totally lost my urge to drink after 15 years of more than a six-pack a day. Jenna writes, Wendy, I give you the credit for my sobriety. I discovered that it was fear that made me drink. I've tried everything. This works. The people I love have let me back into their lives. Amy writes, I never realized how I was using alcohol as an excuse to sabotage all the good things in my life. For the first time since I was a teen, alcohol doesn't seem like the answer. For the first time in years, I truly have hope. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist. I can help you too. On the web at quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com or call me. 877-68-HAPPY, 877-68-HAPPY.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call Amerimerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. Amerimerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. We've all heard the stories of underground jails and hidden tunnels in Disney World, but I bet you haven't heard about the wild sex parties going on at the Magic Kingdom, have you? Tyler Gray from the new magazine Radar has blown the lid off the Disney sex scandal. And hey, I hear Goofy goes both ways. It's a small, kinky, filthy world after all on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. Today is the 17th day since the Times of London reported the existence of the secret memos and minutes of the meetings that laid out George Bush's plans for invading another country and starting a war based on absolute lies. 17 days now. Hundreds of Americans have been killed. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had legs and arms and hands and eyes and fingers blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States. Which raises the question, why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 17 on the front page of every newspaper? And why is this not a story not leading every single television newscast? And further, why are American media in this country not demanding the resignation of both George Bush and Dick Cheney? You know, I we're going to talk a little bit tonight. We have some sound for you, not a whole lot, from the posturing that passes for debating in the United States Senate. There is no such thing as debate in the United States Senate. You understand that as well as I do. Debate ended probably back in the days of Henry Clay. I don't know when debate ended, but I watched a little bit today until I was just disgusted and turned it off. The points that some of the Democratic senators were making were salient points and absolutely correct and right on target. But the Democrats, you see, if you really want to take this someplace, I want to take it someplace, maybe you don't want to. The Democrats are utterly and absolutely responsible for the position that they are now in. Absolutely. The Democrats are responsible for the fact that they are now the minority party and will probably be, of these two parties, will probably be the minority party for the foreseeable future. And that's because Democrats over the past 20 years decided they could sneak into office by pretending like they were Republicans. And Democrats decided to become the same kind of paid corporate whores as the Republicans have been since there has been a Republican Party. And, of course, the American public always right on top of things. Ah, you know how hip we are. Spotted this in an instant, decided, well, what the hell, if I'm going to vote Republican, why go Republican right? Alight, I'll vote for the Republican. Also, the Democrats, starting in 94... Just 10, 12 years ago, the Democrats tried to fight fire with posies and perfume and petting the beast that was Newt Gingrich on his pompadoured head. Newt Gingrich and Rush Limbaugh destroyed political discourse in this country, polite political discourse, destroyed it. Well, it was so funny at the beginning, wasn't it? Environmental wackos. Feminazis. Huh? Wasn't that funny? That was so funny. And Newt Gingrich's word list. Telling people who were running for Congress as Republicans to go after the Democrats and to incumbents and to use words and phrases designed to inflame, not to bring about truth, justice of the American way, but simply to inflame. Anti-family, anti-American, pro-welfare, you know, just on and on. And like I said, the American public, all of us being as sharp as we are, we listen to Limbaugh and we listen to Gingrich, and this is a result. So Gingrich and his Stepford politicians and Limbaugh and all his little piglets in media, in radio, while they now talk about lowering the volume or cleaning up language or changing the attitude of Washington or liberals should tone it down, this is always laughable to me because these people are the ones who brought this disaster with the help of the Democrats into being. Now, you want an example? Let me give you an example. First, I want you to listen to this little back and forth between Schumer and Frist on the Senate floor today. Frist, the hypocrite, tries to claim that his filibuster in 2000 was okay, but then he makes a claim about what the Democrats are doing, and I just want you to hear it in your own words. In Frist's own words, I'm sorry. The first rule of holes, of course, Mr. Frist, is when you're in a deep one, stop digging. And my, what violent language this Christian man spouts. Now listen to this. Here's Schumer first and then Frist.
When I came on the floor, my colleague was talking about the 214 years of tradition of no filibusters. Isn't it correct that on March 8th of 2000, my friend from Tennessee voted to uphold a filibuster of Richard Páez?
Mr. President, the Páez nomination, we'll come back and discuss it further, and actually I'd like to come back to the floor and discuss it, and it really brings to, I believe, a point.
Uh-huh.
What is the issue. And the issue is that we have leadership-led partisan filibusters that have obstructed not one nominee, but two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten in a routine way.
Uh-huh.
The issue is not cloture votes per se. It's the partisan leadership-led use of cloture vote to kill, to defeat, to assassinate these nominees.
To kill? To assassinate? Would you let this thug do any kind of surgery on you? I wouldn't. But there's an example. There's an example. Kill. Assassinate. You hear his language? Now, let's switch over. Let's go from the ridiculous to the even more ridiculous. This little piglet on Clear Channel Radio, Glenn Beck, who on his program yesterday thought out loud about killing Michael Moore.
Hang on, let me just tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about killing Michael Moore. And I'm wondering if I could kill him myself or if I would need to hire somebody to do it. I think I could. I think he could be looking me in the eye, you know, and I could just be choking the life out. Is this wrong? I stopped wearing my What Would Jesus Band Do, and I've lost the whole sense of right and wrong now. I used to be able to say, yeah, I'd kill Michael Moore, and then I'd see the little band, What Would Jesus Do? And then I'd realize, oh, he wouldn't kill Michael Moore. At least he wouldn't choke him to death, and, you know. Well, I'm not sure.
Now, see, this is supposed to pass the satire. This is Glenn Beck, whose program is syndicated by Premier Radio Networks, which is owned by Clear Channel, here in Atlanta, where arguably Clear Channel didn't start here. J-Core was the name of Clear Channel before it was Clear Channel. It was in up around Cincinnati. But J-Core had a powerful presence here in Atlanta. Right now, I think Clear Channel, the heir of J-Core, owns five or six stations here in the Atlanta market. Guess who they canceled several weeks ago because he had no audience whatsoever? Glenn Beck. So what the piglet is trying to do here is to reestablish his controversial nature. What he doesn't understand is that Limbaugh and Hannity and Bortz and Savage and the rest of the piglets Well, not Limbaugh. Limbaugh is the pig. But the rest of the piglets have already taken this away from him. So on the one hand, you have Frist in the United States Senate talking about judicial assassination. Because these scaredy-cat Democrats who brought this on themselves and our country are trying to resist 7, or is it 10, out of 217 nominations, 207 of which they have confirmed. So Frist can stand in the well of the Senate and say this amounts to assassination, and the piglet, Glenn Beck, who's losing all of his audience, can talk about assassinating Michael Moore. Do you see the connection, Truth Seeker?
Come on, baby, tell me what's the word, a word of.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERM and find out about their affordable term life insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERM. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan?
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
You got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTaps.com is pleased to present an advanced product for men living with performance frustration. A revolutionary new process is now available to modernize this speed and ease of taking Viagra. Formulated by a pharmacist using crushed Viagra tablets. It's so fast and easy. Place a pleasant-tasting tablet under your tongue, and within 15 to 20 minutes, you will have results. With Instant Apps, you can enjoy a more spontaneous love life. Best of all, no doctor's visit is required. Simply call 1-800-640-7032 or go online to InstantApps.com and get your prescription filled by a licensed physician. Private, confidential, and sent right to your door. InstantApps.com for a more spontaneous and enjoyable love life. Get yours right now and start enjoying the pleasures of life. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. You won't regret it, and your partner will thank you. Ask about Cialis and Levitra. InstantApps.com, 1-800-640-7032 or online at InstantApps.com. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. Order now.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
You know, it raises the issue. You know, Frist apparently can use whatever language he wants on the floor of the Senate. I believe that's the rules state. There's some gentlemen's agreements or ladies' agreements now. Or have been, you know, they're not supposed to call each other. Ooh, almost said it. But they can if they choose to. So Frist standing there and talking about the Democrats assassinating George W. Bush's Nazis as he sends them up for confirmation is one thing. But Glenn Beck describing how he would like to choke to death Michael Moore. Now, Beck, being one of the piglets, has an audience of really sick people. So imagine, just like when they talk about, when the religious right talks about the judges are going to catch hell, and then you have people trying to shoot and succeeding in killing judges. Or killing the judge's husband and mother. You know, the Nazis in this country are no different from the Nazis in Germany when they exhorted the good Germans to go out and kill and destroy Jews, smash their windows, break up their furniture, destroy their businesses, spit on them, because they're Jews, because they're liberals, because they're Democrats, because they're gay, because they're black, because they're Arab, because they're Muslim, because they disagree with Frist. Or Limbaugh and his herd of piglets. Kill them. Beat them up. Smash them. Glenn Beck should be removed from the air immediately. If Clear Channel were a media organization that understood, it's the largest radio conglomeration, I think, in the history of radio. If they understood, and I know this program is carried on a lot of Clear Channel stations, and I don't know what to tell you. You know, just because you carry my program does not mean that I'm not going to criticize you when you allow a pig like this to use your airwaves. Actually, they're my airwaves because I'm an American citizen. The airwaves don't belong to Clear Channel or Air America or CBS or anybody. Doesn't that sound quaint? That's the way it used to be. So the fact that Glenn Beck went on the air today means that Clear Channel allows their people to go on the air and suggest killing someone. Now, I can tell you right now, if I did that on this network, I would get a call from John Sinton, Danny Goldberg, John Manzo, Carl Ginsburg, I can just go down the list, telling me either one or two things. Malloy, goodbye and thanks for all the fish, or you do it again and it's goodbye and thanks for all the fish. You know, this Beck is the piglet who suggested to his piglet audience that if they raise enough money, maybe he could buy Terri Schiavo. Remember that? Let's stick with the media here just a little bit, because that's kind of where we are. Yes, we're going to get to the filibuster debate a little bit later in the program, not too much later. Today, Washington Post. Karen sent this to me. A couple of people sent this to me. Today, in the Washington Post, page A12, page A-freaking-12, the Washington Post says, the flushing of the Koran down the toilet had been reported before. It wasn't something that Newsweek just did. Page A-freaking-12. Washington Post... You used to be a pretty good newspaper, really. But when you do something like this, you sons of bitches, you really stink, you know? Because what you are doing is aiding and abetting in the destruction of your own medium. Don't you understand that, Washington Post? Huh? Nah, what the hell do you care? Page A12. Why wasn't it on the front page? Hi, this is Washington Post. Guess what? Here it is on the front page. George W. Bush and his crew are telling... That's not true. It's not true. It's already been reported. Blah, 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 blah. This is probably a Karl Rove story. How is it that across the Islamic Crescent, from the Middle East to Central Asia, everybody reads Newsweek? Blah, 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 blah. Speaking of media, CBS has decided to cancel their midweek edition of 60 Minutes. Did you hear about that? He says it because of ratings and not content. Well, it won 10 Emmy Awards. The most recent accolade it got was it got one of the top awards in broadcast journalism for a report about Abu Ghraib. Right? Oh, that's right. CBS Wednesday. Oh, that's right. 60 Minutes Wednesday. That's where Dan Rather reported on the memos. Huh? And nobody ever said the memos were false, but the story was not true. Just as somebody had photocopied them? Is that what happened? More on CBS in just a minute. Stay with us.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how to avoid a scam that could cost you thousands of dollars if you're buying furniture or appliances. Read why the FDA's own scientists are worried the agency approves unsafe drugs that can put you at risk. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, and culture.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Planet change. The Big Apple says clean air equals cool planet.
We've got a conference to look at what we can do to stop global warming, and we're bringing regulators and businesses together to talk about that in New York City.
That's Adam Markham, Executive Director of Clean Air Cool Planet.
We have some dynamite panels. There's a lot of people who are going to be talking about the financial opportunities in emerging carbon markets.
Europe has now regulated carbon, which means that people can trade carbon emissions.
There's a lot of money to be made from controlling pollution, and we want the Wall Street crowd to be talking about that. The U.S. is the world's largest emitter of greenhouse gases that trap the heat in the atmosphere and are warming the world up.
The conference is June 8th and 9th at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City. More at
cleanair-coolplanet.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Puramind.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
This is Rachel Maddow. On today's show, the hypocrisy gravy train pulled into town. First, you have the White House chiding Newsweek for relying on just one uncorroborated source. Scott McClellan, can you say background briefing? Can you say curveball? Then the U.S. sits on its hands for 2 months, trying to decide whether or not to detain a suspected terrorist wanted for bombing a jetliner and trying to kill a foreign leader. Join me Thursday for the nuclear fallout on the nuclear option, only on Air America Radio.
The Rachel Maddow Show on Air America Radio.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. So CBS, if you go to their website, actually, it's at Truthout also, truthout.org. CBS has an unsigned piece. It just says Senate showdown over judges, and the author is CBS, and it's today. And there are a couple lines in here. Now, keep in mind that CBS has decided to cancel 60 Minutes Wednesday. a program that in its short life, how long has it been around? About 5 years. It's won, 10 Emmys. It exposed Abu Ghraib. Dan Rather's bit on the cowardice of George Bush and the lies and the deceptions. And Dan Rather happened to wave around a document that he said he got from something. Well, you know this. I'm not going to go through it. But CBS has decided to bail out. And they say, well, we don't have any audience, which is a lie. But listen to what CBS had at their website today about the filibuster thing. The lead sentence, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist on Wednesday rejected last-second offers from Democrats to avoid a showdown over whether they, the Democrats, can use parliamentary delaying tactics to sabotage lifetime judgeships for people they vehemently oppose. Okay? That's just one. There's so many instances of CBS, the Tiffany Network. The Tiffany Network has become nothing but a street whore. Here's another a part of the article. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid is talking, quote, have all of us retire to the chamber, sit down and talk through this issue to see if there's a way we can resolve this short of this nuclear option, Reid said. His reference to nuclear option was to the terminology Democrats have given to Republican threats to curtail their ability to filibuster judicial nominees. No, CBS, either you are dumber than hell or you're lying. Trent Lott is a Republican. It is his term. Ah, but never mind. The next sentence. But Frist, Republican in Tennessee, said he was ready to move forward. Move forward. The Democrats, you see, want nuclear options. The Democrats want to sabotage people they vehemently oppose. But Bill Frist, he wants to move forward. He says, and this is how CBS puts it, quote, I'm trying to move to a qualified nominee, Priscilla Owen. And we hear these attempts to delay, even right now, to sidetrack. Yada, yada, yada. And then towards the end of the article on CBS's website, this, quote, Democrats have prevented final votes on 10 of Mr. Bush's first-term appeals court nominees and have threatened to do the same this year to 7 the president nominated, including Owen and California Judge Janice Rogers Brown. Frist has threatened to try to keep Democrats from blocking judges by use of the filibuster, a parliamentary device that can be overcome only by a majority of 60 votes or higher. Now, that's the only reference numerically to Bush's nominees. Does it mention the 207 who have been confirmed? No. Does CBS say the Democrats have worked with the Republicans to confirm 97% of Bush's nominee? No. You see how this works? You see how this works? But the piglet Glenn Beck can go on Clear Channel. I think his program is probably on 100 stations. The piglet can go on and talk about killing Michael Moore. Frist can stand in the well of the Senate and talk about the Democrats are trying to assassinate Bush's nominees. And CBS, the Tiffin, what does it stand for now? Cowardly Broadcast System? Ah, you miserable bastards. This is the network of Edward R. Murrow, Eric Severide, Howard K. Smith, William Shire, Richard C. Hotlett. Do those names mean anything to you? If you're over the age of 55, they damn sure do. Who was it? Howard K. Smith was the last man out of Berlin before it became impossible to leave. Edward R. Murrow, I don't have to tell you. Eric Severide, now what do we have at CBS? Pimps and street whores. Cowards. What do we have at the Washington Post?
If you go to page 812 today, you'll find that...
well, that Newsweek little blurb, that's been out there for 3 years. You know, about flushing the Quran. And you wonder how we lost it? Truth Seeker, and we have lost it. I don't know if we'll get it back, but we have lost it. We've lost it completely. But I listened to some of the impassioned speeches. Oh, they were good speeches today, weren't they? On the Senate floor, talking about, oh my God, it sounded like they were trying to impeach Bill Clinton. The speeches were so good. Oh, just, woo, man alive, saints preserve us. There stood the Democrats, one after another, with real, just barn-burning speeches. Oh, the Constitution and justice and law and the House is where absolute majority rules. And the Senate is where, you know, it's supposed to be a check and a balance. And yada, 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 yada. And I wanted to reach through the screen and just stick my head in some of these Democrats' face and just stick my face in their face and say, yo, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo. You're in this position, Pat Leahy and Dick Durbin and whoever else spoke today. Bless your hearts. You're in this position because the Democratic Party became nothing. It became Republican light. You're in this position because you said to the American public, we don't stand for anything. We're the get-along, go-along party. We don't care. Now, somebody sent me an email and said, Mike, would you please announce on the air tonight that Howard Dean is going to be on, what's he going to be on? I have it right here. Don't email me. Don't email me. Here it is. Howard Dean is going to be on Meet the Press on Sunday to talk about the Blair Bush meeting memo. Now, let me change that. I don't know what he's going to talk about. But the person who emailed me, Cindy, said, I'm paraphrasing, but she's hoping that Howard Dean takes advantage of his audience on Meet the Press to talk about the Blair Bush meeting memo. Now, I will tell you right now, that's not going to happen. You know why? Because Howard Dean is a Democrat. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you Deaniacs. Hate me. Whatever. But he's not going to bring it up. And if he does, it's only going to be a passing a comment or two. He's going to try to get away from that. He's going to say, well, now, who hosts Meet the Press? Who is that? Is that, Tim Russert. He's going to say, well, Tim, I'm not sure about those memos. I think something ought to be done. But you know what, Tim? I really do think that the American public, you've heard this before. You've heard this before. And Cindy writes, can you get the word out to your listeners to bomb him and the DNC with email? You see? Do you get this? Cindy, I love you to death. I love you to death. I know your heart's in the right place. But do you understand what your email says? Your email says that unless the Democratic National Committee and Howard Dean are swamped, are flooded with emails to talk about the single most impeachable act a president has committed against this country in maybe 100 years, Dean might not do it. Huh? You get this, don't you? Of course you do. And Cindy, thank you for the email. I'm not jumping in your case, Cindy. Not at all. I love you to death. But you're wasting your time, Cindy. All of us Democrats are wasting our time. That's why I'm out. I'm standing right now. You know, I said I'm really considering, and I'm going to become a member of the Green Party, whatever that means. I don't know how I became a member of the Democrat Party. I don't know. I guess with a checkbook, contributing, handing out leaflets, working on the Peanut Brigade when Jimmy Carter ran for re-election. I don't know. Blood, sweat, tears, toil, and money. I guess that's how you become a member. Nobody gives you a card. I never had a card that said, Mike Malloy. Member in standing, good standing, Democratic Party. But you know why? Well, I'll tell you after the break. So to all my Democrat friends, you know, that's why we have Las Vegas. We bet on ball games and we bet on fights and we bet on presidential elections and so on. So it's, we all have differences of opinion. And to my Democratic Party member friends, I love you. I really do. I'm not going to be condescending. I'm not going to say I feel sorry for you, because I don't. You know, you all may have the power to rescue your party. But the quick answer is no, you can't. Not until you get real Democrats in office.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
$20. What can you get for less than $20 these days? How about over 60 channels, including local channels where available, for just $19.99 per month for 1 year with Dish Network Satellite TV? There's never been a better time to dump cable and start saving with Dish Network, the home of the lowest all-digital price in America every day. Call now and get up to 4 rooms of your house set up with standard professional installation. Plus, Dish Network will give you a $49.99 credit when you pay a $49.99 activation fee, making the activation fee free. Call 1-888-231-DISH or visit a local participating retailer to get Dish Network and enjoy over 60 channels, including local channels, for less than $20 per month. That's 1-888-231-DISH. 1-888-231-DISH.
Offer ends 6/30/05. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Restrictions, credit approval, minimum programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee applies. Must qualify based on service address.
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTaps.com is pleased to present an advanced product for men living with performance frustration. A revolutionary new process is now available to modernize the speed and ease of taking Viagra. Formulated by a pharmacist using crushed Viagra tablets. It's so fast and easy. Place a pleasant-tasting tablet under your tongue, and within 15 to 20 minutes, you will have results. With Instant Taps, you can enjoy a more spontaneous love life. Best of all, no doctor's visit is required. Simply call 1-800-640-7032 or go online to InstantTaps.com and get your prescription filled by a licensed physician. Private, confidential, and sent right to your door. InstantTaps.com for a more spontaneous and enjoyable love life. Get yours right now and start enjoying the pleasures of life. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. You won't regret it, and your partner will thank you. ask about Cialis and Levitra. Instantabs.com. 1-800-640-7032 or online at instantabs.com. Call now. 1-800-640-7032. Order now.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 10 before the hour. Now, the Democrats and Howard Dean and all the Democrats in the Senate and all the stuff that's going on, and I maintain they brought it on themselves, or I shouldn't say they, we Democrats. I'm just as responsible. I think about... After working on the Peanut Brigade to try to get Jimmy Carter reelected, there was a long period of time, maybe 15 years, I didn't do a damn thing in terms of party activism. I was politically active, but not party activism. So if the Democratic Party is now dead, and it is on life support, it's in a possibly a permanent vegetative state, then part of the fault is mine. And I don't turn away from that. But the Democrats and the Democratic National Committee, I'd like to see Howard Dean go on Meet the Press Sunday and call for an immediate end to the occupation of Iraq. I'd like to see him call for a defeat of the National Defense Authorization Act, which just passed, I don't know, maybe it's already passed, another $81 billion. Into Iraq to use to kill and destroy and burn and blister. I'd like to see Howard Dean talk about his opposition to NAFTA and the World Trade Organization and now the Central American Trade Agreement and what's the other one? This hemispheric thing, which is doing nothing but running jobs out of the country, huh? I'd like to see Howard Dean talk about how the war on drugs is putting otherwise innocent people who might like to smoke reefer or sell some of their friends in prison, destroying families. Huh? How about being against the war on drugs, Howard? How about against the Anti-Terrorism Act that was passed in 1996 on Clinton's watch and USA Patriot Act that was passed in 2001 on Bush's watch? Will you come out against both of those, Howard? Will you? Will you come out against the death penalty? Would you do that? Because the death penalty cannot now, or next week, or last year, ever be fairly imposed. It can't be. It's impossible, because we are not gods. Will you come out, Howard, against the 1996 Telecommunications Act that was passed on Clinton's watch, that brought us to this consolidation of power where a company like Clear Channel can own 1,700 radio stations? Can you, Howard, would you do that? Would you sit on Meet the Press with Media Whore number one, Howard, and talk about how you're against welfare reform that penalizes the poor that was passed during the Clinton years, that you're against expanded drilling for oil in Alaska that Democrats and Republicans have supported, that you're against bills that punish Americans by denying them bankruptcy protection, and yet supports the credit card industry that helps push them there? Would you do that, Howard? Howard, would you come on, Meet the Press, and sit there and talk about how the Democrats are against the surrender of power to the White House to declare war? It's in the Constitution, Howard. Would you? Would you do that for me, Howard Dean? And Howard, would you restate your position on the occupation, your personal approval of the continuing occupation of Iraq? Would you do that, Howard? And would you deny the Democratic Party that has tried to stop national health insurance, single-payer health insurance, huh? And it goes on and on. Would you do that for me, Howard? By the way, those are all positions endorsed by the Green Party. Huh? Not the Democrat Party, not the Republican Party, not the Independent Party, not the New Party, not the this party, not the that party, but those are positions that should belong to the Democrats. And the Democrats tossed those positions in the gutter. No, we don't care. What? National health insurance? Nah, then I have to give up all these contributions I get from the pharmaceutical industry. But you're a Democrat. Yeah, but I'm also a member of the House, or I'm also a senator. Come on, Malloy. Come on. You lefties, you know, it's all right to be a Democrat, but Jesus Christ, don't go off, you know, don't become a communist. No, sir, all I'm asking you is you stop taking corporate money. Don't be a whore. Nasty language there, Mikey. Nasty language there. I'm a Democrat. Okay. All of those positions that I would love to see Howard Dean. I haven't become a Green yet. I'm in limbo. You Catholics, you know, remember limbo, right? Huh? I'm there. I'm in limbo. I'm kind of hanging. You know, what's Howard Dean going to say on Sunday when he sits there with media whore number one, Tim Russert? Is he going to state categorically that he supports, or the Democratic National Committee supports, any of these positions? I don't think so. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
A news story with questionable sourcing caused a great deal of turmoil over the weekend. No, I'm not talking about Newsweek's Koran flushing item, which is looking like just another attempt by the Bush administration to blame the media and duck its own accountability. We're going to war based on one anonymous source. I'm talking about Bob Woodward's assertion that Dick Cheney may be the Republicans' dark horse presidential candidate in 2008. Now, before anyone gets hurt in the ensuing blue state riots, let me suggest that this might not be such a bad thing. Imagine the bright side of a Cheney presidency. It certainly would be a smooth transition, almost as if we hadn't switched presidents. If a small plane flies into restricted airspace, you can be certain Cheney won't be found riding a bike while his vice president is being evacuated from D.C. Terror alerts would be replaced by cholesterol reports. Brush in West Texas will get a break from clearing. Consider this Josh Bolton as Secretary of State. On second thought, maybe riots are the proper response. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel, editor of The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Hello there, William Shatner here on flight 105. Excuse me, ma'am, how did you book your ticket?
Well, I checked out all the best prices.
Now you can do that on Priceline. Shop and compare before you buy.
But I thought that,
No, now you can actually choose your flight, time, airline, so you probably wouldn't have to sit next to a schlub like that.
That's my husband.
I meant schlub in a positive way. The new all-in-one Priceline. Shop, compare, save, or still, name your own price and save even more.
I'm thrilled my husband is such a do-it-yourselfer. But some things are better left to professionals! We learned that the hard way after a recent termite problem. Oh, it turns out household pests can cause major property damage and contribute to serious health problems. Now I trust a pest professional to keep our home pest-free. With my home and family, I don't take risks. And in the long run, we even save money, too.
Ow! Oh, honey!
Visit pestworld.org to find a qualified pest professional today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The case for closings. The top civilian and military leaders of the U.S. Army were on Capitol Hill today defending their part of the Pentagon plan to close some bases and realign the function of others. The Army Chief of Staff says the realignments are particularly important in fighting the war on terror. He says the new consolidated facilities, quote, are to us like aircraft carriers are to the Navy. He calls them a critical launching point for soldiers and materiel. The general says there was some level of inertia as a Cold War-era army and its reserves had to scramble to start fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq. He says if the U.S. fails to take advantage of this chance to restructure the armed forces, it could miss what he called the opportunity of a generation. George Bush told the Prime Minister of Egypt he wants the upcoming elections to be free and fair. Bush met today with the Prime Minister, telling reporters afterwards Bush had been very supportive of political reform. Egypt's President, Hosni Mubarak, has agreed to open up elections to opponents of his 24-year rule. However, critics contend the rules his government has proposed would make it all but impossible for opposition candidates to even get on the ballot in Egypt. For the first time since a ceasefire declared 3 months ago, an Israeli aircraft fired at militants in the Gaza Strip today. The Israeli army says it fired at a group of Hamas militants preparing to shoot mortar shells at Jewish settlements. Hamas says one of its members, who was conducting a, quote, holy mission, was critically wounded. The attack came minutes after militants lobbed 4 mortar shells into nearby Jewish settlements. Earlier today, Israeli soldiers shot and killed a Palestinian militant at the edge of the Rafah refugee camp in southern Gaza. Israeli officials say the Palestinians fired rifles and aimed anti-tank grenades at Israeli soldiers who returned fire. A judge in Spain indicted 13 suspected Islamic extremists on charges they're members of Al-Qaeda. The men were arrested in raids that started last October after police claimed to have foiled an attack aimed at blowing up the National Court. That is the center of Spain's investigation of Islamic extremism there, including last year's train bombings in Madrid. A common screening tool for colon cancer, sigmoidoscopy, misses precancerous tumors in almost two-thirds of women, a disturbing failure rate twice as high as in men. Dr. Philip Schoenfeld, University of Michigan, says, all our data till now has been based on men, but this data shows it's a lot worse in women. The researchers say colonoscopy, a more reliable but more expensive test, should now be considered the preferred method for most women. About 56,000 Americans die of colorectal cancer every year. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. 1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Welcome back. It's 7 past the hour. This is Air America, if you are just joining us. My name is Mike Malloy. All right, let's. I want to go back here. And by the way, the phone number, you may want to get online now because we're going to do some phone calls here coming up fairly soon. 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. Ryan emailed, Mike, have you heard any coverage of Glenn Beck's direct threat on Michael Moore's life in the news? You remember the uproar about Randy Rhoads, ill-fated bit? She was forced to proffer an apology to her national audience for something much more subdued. This shows you there is no liberal media. The media is overwhelmingly conservative, and we need to start letting America know that. The conservatives cover for their own rapists, murderers, and pedophiles, so most of America never hears about them. I hope to God the FCC comes down on Glenn Beck and permanently removes him from the airwaves. Well, so do I, Ryan. You know, so do I. Fair is fair, and I certainly believe in the freedom of speech, but who was it? One of the Supreme Court justices? You know where I'm going with this. Who said, you know, you can't hide behind freedom of speech to incorrectly scream fire in a crowded theater. Sharon emailed in, Mike, did you happen to see General Myers and Rumsfeld on a CNN report Monday night about the flushing of the Quran? I couldn't believe my ears when Myers, in response to a reporter's question about whether or not our guys did flush the holy book, Myers said the investigation hadn't shown that they did, but it was found that some detainees had pulled pages out of the Quran and flushed them down the toilet in protest. He said it with a straight face, Sharon writes, though he did look a little sheepish standing next to a bewildered Rummy, musing about how something someone said caused deaths. These hypocritical liars are milking this for all it's worth. Sharon, who's writing from Camano Island, Washington. Thanks, Sharon. Yeah, the detainees did it. I'm so sick of being tortured and humiliated, I think I will tear pages out of my holy book and throw them down the toilet. Oh, these people. Oh, my God. From Ace in Grand Rapids. Rock on, Brother Mike. You are right to occasionally point out that the Democrats have accepted permanent minority status. Can you name a single long-term strategy the Democrats have put forth for absolutely anything in the past, oh, say, 5 years or so? No. Ace writes, instead they've accepted being relegated to playing a reactive game only. The fascist right has, on the other hand, honed public manipulation as strategy to a fine art. Case in point, Senate Republicans have been planning their judicial attack for quite some time. Step one, seize upon the Schiavo case to highlight the adventures of activist judges. Step two, argue that because of this activism, there's a great need for more strict constructionist or fascist judges. Step three, use your massive war chest to mobilize your Christo-fascist base and convince them that there is a concerted effort to block the confirmation of people of faith, the fascist dominionists. Step four, use the subterfuge of this manufactured crisis to justify crushing minority rights and making sweeping changes to centuries-old legislative tradition. Minority rights in the Senate come straight from the Founding Fathers. Don't these pigs worship those old white men as secular saints? See how easy it is, Ace writes. And in the meantime, what is the so-called opposition doing? Well, trying to compromise to avoid a constitutional crisis. What kind of drooling tard is Harry Reid to fall for this? Doesn't he see the corner he's backing into? Rather than letting the right smash the filibuster so that so their power grows, Reid evidently thinks it's preferable to simply hand them more power. No more deals with the devil, Ace screams. The brain-dead American public, at very least, still respects sticking to one's guns. Do the Democrats think they lost in 04 because Kerry was too aggressive? The Democrats should play the brinkmanship game right along with their filthy opposition. They would benefit in the long run, along with the public. In the words of Teddy Roosevelt, don't flinch, don't foul, and hit the line hard. Ace. Grand Rapids. Every time I see something, Dateline Grand Rapids, I think of that insurance company commercial. And to the people of Grand Rapids, I didn't know that was meatloaf. Patrick Leahy. He made some great points today. Democrat of Vermont. Vermont? No. I don't know. My brain is turning into mush again tonight. Leahy made some great points today about how the executive branch, in collusion with these congressional pig Republicans, have tried to usurp all governing power from the congressional minority and independent judiciary. Worse, they're doing it by invoking God and Jesus and the rapture and faith. It is sickening. There's a picture, Patrick Leahy. Who are those people? John Walsh? Never mind. Yeah, he's a senator from Vermont. All right. Here, Pat Leahy expresses his hope that six, that's all, honorable Republicans will realize that the Constitution and the state of this republic are far more important than packing the judiciary to curry Bush's political favor.
As this debate begins, I urge American people to be involved because it's their rights that are at stake. It is the independence, fairness, and nonpartisan protection of the judiciary that protects their rights that's being threatened. It's a constitutional check that the Senate was intended by the founders to provide to keep the executive from acting like a king.
Too late.
That's being threatened by curtailing the rights of the minority. This is an exercise in breaking the rules to change the rules.
Is that it? Well, don't get too worked up, Senator Leahy. Jesus Christ, you sound like you're standing there saying something like, well, now I got a phone call from my wife. I'm supposed to stop at the food giant and pick up a quart of milk and six of those little round containers of yogurt. And I've also got to get a loaf of bread. It is the independence, fairness, and nonpartisan protection of the judiciary that protects their rights that is being threatened. So the American people ought to be involved because it's their rights that are at stake. You know.
Is it written down somewhere in the Democratic playbook that a United States senator can't stand up on his desk and start screaming? That a United States senator can't put some fire in his voice? They can't stand there and say, do you realize what these fascist sons of bitches are trying to do? Huh? Is there something? There must be, huh? There must be something in the Democratic playbook. Oh, now he does get a little animated. I'll play that for you when we come back. I wish I had been a member of a party that had some fire in it. That's all. Is that too much? We can help the oil and we throw a party when we can.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. These days, companies have figured out how to make big profits off the poorest Americans. If you desperately need cash before payday, they'll loan it to you for a huge fee. Or if you have bad credit, they'll offer you furniture with interest rates jacked up to 400%. This month, Mother Jones Magazine investigates one company accused of preying on the poor, Rent-A-Center. They're a furniture outlet located in mostly poor neighborhoods. They allegedly market themselves to people with bad credit and then hike up prices and interest. Mother Jones talks to one woman who thought she was buying a $600 furniture set and ended up paying almost $2,000. One study by the City of New York found that Rent-A-Center's cash prices were as much as 225% above normal retail price. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Are you struggling with your weight? Listen closely. This might change your life. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist, and I have an amazing hypnosis method to stop the struggle with food and the emotional eating and the sabotage. My video program, The Zen of Thin, guides you to heal emotional issues that are the real cause of your weight problem. Diets don't work. You know that you need to look inside of yourself to find the real reasons. It's called The Zen of Thin. Release your emotional struggle using the power of hypnosis. You get the video, the CDs, and a free private hypnotherapy session with someone you can trust. You've seen the Zen of Thin on TV. It works. I guarantee it. Wake up tomorrow excited to exercise, eating healthy because you want to. Feel in control. It will happen to you. Call me at 877-68-HAPPY or on the web at zenofthin.com. Just type in zenofthin.com and find out for yourself how easy it is. Call me at 877-68-HAPPY. Open your mind before you open your mouth.
Life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
20 past the hour. Patrick Leahy, Democrat from Vermont. On other recent threats to our Constitution by this pack of fascists, more Republican dirty tricks. See if you can get a little bit of fire worked up. Senator Pat, okay?
There have been other recent threats to our system of government. Republican partisans in the House in a standoff with President Clinton shut down the government in 1995. A few years later, they impeached a popularly elected president for the first time in our history. Fortunately, the Senate stood up, functioned as it was intended during that trial, and rejected those efforts. And I was privileged to be one of those who worked with both sides to make sure that trial ended the way it did. In 2000, a divided nation saw an election decided by the successful litigation of the Republican Party and the intervention of a narrow activist decision of the Supreme Court to stop vote counting in Florida. Then we witnessed Senator Jeffords virtually driven out of the Republican caucus. We have seen an aggressive executive branch aided by a compliant congressional majority. If the Senate's role in our system of co-equal branches of the federal government is to be honored, it is going to take Republican senators joining others in standing up for the American people's rights, the independence of the judiciary, the rules of the Senate, but most importantly, the rights of the minority.
Well, Senator, far be it from me to be critical, because what the hell, you are a Democrat, but maybe before you give these profoundly moving speeches in the well of the Senate, you could read what's in front of you first, so you don't stumble over the words and sound like you're reading something that you haven't read before, okay? Let's contrast that with George Galloway. Here's one of his quotes from the other day when he was testifying before Carl Levin and Norm Coleman.
I gave my heart and soul to stop you committing the disaster that you did commit in invading Iraq. And I told the world that your case for the war was a pack of lies. I told the world that Iraq, contrary to your claims, did not have weapons of mass destruction. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to Al-Qaeda. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to the atrocity on 9/11/2001. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that the Iraqi people would resist a British and American invasion of their country, and that the fall of Baghdad would not be the beginning of the end, but merely the end of the beginning.
Wouldn't you love to see a Democratic senator stand in the well of the Senate during this debate about ending the filibuster and say something like, I'm telling the American public that your judicial nominees are proto-fascists. I'm telling the American public that the blowing up of 214 years of tradition is going to hurt them. I'm telling the American. Wouldn't you love to see that, huh? Do you think you ever will? You're kidding, Malloy. Jesus, you're kidding. And finally, Patrick Leahy. On the attempt by the neocons, the neo-Nazis, the religious, the Jesus killers, the Republicans, to pervert, use, and abuse faith and Christianity to manipulate the American people and attack our last defense against totalitarianism, the Democrats.
Supporters of a power-hungry executive have gone so far as to seek to inject an unconstitutional religious pest into the debate. All Americans should fear this.
Whoa.
It characterized those who oppose the most extreme of the president's nominees as being against people of faith. It called for mass impeachment of judges.
Woo.
And other measures to intimidate the judiciary. Those driving the nuclear option engage in a dangerous and corrosive game of religious McCarthyism in which anyone daring to oppose one of this president's judicial nominees is being branded as being anti-Christian or anti-Catholic or against people of faith. Hey, Dr. Dobson, a Focus of the Family, a while back said to me, I don't know if he hates God, but he hates God's people. You know, I wonder every Sunday when I'm at Mass, what planet is this person from? When Senator Hatch was attacked during his presidential campaign on his religion, I came to his defense. Senator Lott was under attack. Senator Jeffers, inspector, spoke up in his defense. When they charge us with being against people of faith for opposing a handful of the most extreme and controversial judicial nominees, what are they saying about the 208 Bush judicial nominees who Democrats have voted for and helped confirm? Are they saying the five we oppose are people of faith, but the 208 we voted for aren't? Are they by definition people without faith? It's contemptible.
Ooh, Senator Pat. Way to use that word, contemptible. Now, I have no idea what you just said, except I'm reading your quote. So since I'm reading your quote, I can figure out what you said. But to somebody listening, what the hell are you talking about? Dr. Dobson, a Focus on the Family a while back, said of me, I don't know if he hates God, but he hates God's people. Why don't you resist that with some fire? What is wrong with Democrats? Honest to God, what is wrong with Democrats? Patrick Leahy today said all the right things, but he said it as if he were reading off a grocery list his wife told him to pick up on the way home from work. It's not just what you say, Senator Leahy. It's how you say it.
I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold. Half that story has never been told. Now you see the light. Stand up for your right. No. Get up, stand up, move.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Fade unwanted noise and enjoy your music more with Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise canceling headphones from Bose. Originally designed for air travel, customers tell Bose they also enjoy them in the office, at home, and on the go, anywhere they use headphones to listen to music or other audio. David Carnoy of CNET says they feel good, even luxurious on your ears. And now you can enjoy them too by calling Bose at 800-485-2114. You'll be delighted by the acclaimed noise reduction technology. In fact, technologyreview.com says it's as if someone found the volume control for the world and turned it way, way down. And the audio performance? Joshua Hill of Travel and Leisure Golf says, forget concert-like comparisons, you'll think you're on stage with the band. Call Bose at 800-485-2114 to try Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise-canceling headphones risk-free for 30 days. Call by May 31st, 2005 and get free express shipping with your order. Call Bose at 800-485-2114 and leave the noise behind.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. New Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Planet Church. The Big Apple says clean air equals cool planets.
We've got a conference to look at what we can do to stop global warming, and we're bringing regulators and businesses together to talk about that in New York City.
That's Adam Markham, Executive Director of Clean Air Cool Planet.
We have some dynamite panels. There's a lot of people who are going to be talking about the financial opportunities in emerging carbon markets.
Europe has now regulated carbon, which means that people can trade carbon emissions.
There's a lot of money to be made from controlling pollution, and we want the Wall Street crowd to be talking about that. The U.S. is the world's largest emitter of greenhouse gases that trap the heat in the atmosphere and are warming the world up.
The conference is June 8th and 9th at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City. More at
cleanair-coolplanet.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Puramind.com.
This is Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we understand that everybody's different. That's why everybody's disability is different. Well, we're different too. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that's a powerful claim. And we prove it every day, all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder and Binder, 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. We understand being different, because we're different too. Make the free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
So, that car insurance quote you got online looks pretty good, but you don't have any other rates to compare it with, do you? It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. At Progressive.com, we'll give you our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors, plus an apples-to-apples comparison of how each company stacks up. Go to Progressive.com.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Ring of Fire.
You know, the prospect of a federal court system packed even tighter with far right-wing judges may seem like your worst nightmare. So join Bobby Kennedy and me, Mike Papantonio, this week on Ring of Fire. We're going to talk with one analyst who says we're wasting our time fighting for a judiciary that has never advanced the progressive movement in America. And we'll hear confessions of an economic hitman who cheated poor countries out of trillions of dollars. Ring of Fire this weekend on Air America Radio.
End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
6 before the hour. Hey, meanwhile, down in where in Houston, about 250 people protested Halliburton's involvement in the destruction of Iraq and the theft of billions of dollars from the Iraqis and the Americans. Huh? They these protesters marched, danced, and screamed around the downtown hotel where the where Halliburton's annual meeting was being held. Police accused a handful of the demonstrators of attacking them. You don't believe it, right? Well, they attacked us. We had to respond. They were attacking us. Police said 15 protesters were arrested, including 7 who dressed in business-like attire, snuck into the Four Seasons Hotel, and chained themselves to each other to block entry to the meeting. Charges against the protesters, according to the Houston Chronicle, include evading arrest. Evading arrest? That's a crime now? Trespassing, assaulting officers, and injuring a police horse. Jesus. Houston police said at a news conference this morning that during the demonstration, one officer was punched in the face, and another one was kicked, and another one was kicked and punched and pushed to the ground, but no one was seriously injured. And another one was called a pig. Protesters, however, said it was the police who used unreasonable force. Let me ask you, Truth Seeker, who do you believe on this one, huh? Who do you believe? They pushed us. There we were in our riot gear and our helmets and our shields and our guns and our clubs and our mace and our poison and our death and our guns and our bullets and our destruction and our death and our guns. And they pushed us. They pushed us. They pushed us down. Who are you going to believe? But the protesters, they had on business suits. Few of them did. Halliburton, like Bush, keeps sending people to die. Do you know 68 of Halliburton's employees and contractors have been killed in Iraq, Kuwait, and Afghanistan? Huh? One of the protesters, a guy named, it's quoted here in the Houston Chronicle, a guy named Keith Kosky, a 46-year-old Houston resident dressed as Vice President Dick Cheney, said the whole thing is a matter of conscience. He says, quote, "I think it's a shame we have to be here, but we'll keep coming back as long as Halliburton is illegally profiteering from the war in Iraq," end quote. And Halliburton's response? Halliburton said the following in a news release. Halliburton supports the rights of protesters for a little longer. Even if they don't have the facts right, they have a right to speak up for a little longer. Okay, I added the little longer part, but you know what they're thinking, right? At least, what else to say? At least 30 mounted Houston police officers and dozens more on foot worked to control the crowd of mostly young people who shouted anti-war and anti-Halliburton chants, and who threw an occasional bottle. Well, now that's an interesting little phrase there, tacked on to the sentence, and through an occasional bottle. The protesters brought with them a variety of homemade noisemakers, including a trash can fitted with stereo speakers that pumped techno sounds at ear-splitting levels. The roughest confrontation came as clusters of the protesters ignored the orders of officers to stay off the streets! Get behind those blockades! They swarmed towards the cops on horseback. The horses performed as trained by circling with their back feet, knocking protesters out of the way with their haunches. Some of the protesters shouted at the officers, "Shame on you!" and shouted at the horses, "No short feet for you tonight!" I added that last part. So that's it, protesting Halliburton. Sure, this is corporate America. It does no good to write letters to the minority party. What? Who are you going to write to? Pat Leahy? Who are you going to write to? Tell me. Who are you going to write to? 100 senators. Every one of them voted for The $81 billion, another $81 billion that Bush refuses to put on budget to support the murder in Iraq. And included in the bill was the national ID card. Who are you going to write to? Who are you going to protest? Stop sending me emails about giving up on the Democratic Party. Screw the Democratic Party. There are 44 Democrats. Tell me one who voted against it.
Nobody, Mike.
Okay. How many Democrats voted against the USA Patriot Act? Huh? Just one, I think. Okay, very quickly, an email from Manchester, England. Hi, Mike. Glad you enjoyed Gorgeous George's show, referring to Galloway. I'm a regular listener to, he calls it Radio America, I guess he means Air America, and knew that George Galloway would tickle your fancy. George, known as Gorgeous George in the UK for about 15 years because of his penchant for a good tan, is someone who thinks what he says and says what he thinks. He is brutally honest and does not stand in ceremony. This habit means that he does not fit into the traditional party system, and unlike most MPs who are elected on the party ticket, George is elected because of who he is. Lastly, as you and your senators have found out, he is extremely eloquent and witty. From Peter Gahan in Manchester, England. And greetings from France. This is from last night. Bravo, Mike. Super show tonight. Thanks again for your efforts on our behalf. I watched the MP Galloway Senate subcommittee hearing yesterday on CNN International, even shed a tear when he spoke about the children of Iraq. It reminded me a bit of how I felt during the Watergate hearings when the truth finally came out. I think some of your listeners might want to thank Galloway for his courage, both in the UK and the US. Here is his email address. GallowayG@parliament.uk. Did you get that, Truth Seeker? GallowayG@parliament.uk. P.S. I think you have Condi as schoolteacher all wrong. How about one of those loner night nurses caught giving lethal injections to annoying patients? Yeah. Okay, just one more. Is this it? One more? Okay. This is from Paula in Portland. Mike, as I watched Bush holding hands with the Saudi prince recently in Crawford, I had a terrifying thought. It was in the summer of 2001, Bush's poll numbers were sagging, the Saudi prince visited Crawford, and then came 9/11. Here we are in spring, 2005, Bush poll numbers again sagging, and the Saudi prince visited Crawford. God help us all. I would love to hear this parallel discussed on your show. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen, Paula. We have a military that has been whored beyond belief. Look at September 11th. We are to believe that nobody in the United States military could take any kind of action at all as this country was attacked. Jesus. But when little Cessna flies within 3 miles of White House, it's a wonder that... Come on. Never mind. What the hell? We have a media that just really doesn't care. Doesn't care at all. And we have a whole herd, or what, is it a herd of pigs? What is it, herd? How are pigs defined? Is it a herd of pigs? A pride of pigs? A flock of pigs? A limbo of pigs? We have a whole herd of pigs on talk radio, and all the little piglets who make sure that Americans remain dumber than a sack full of doorknobs. So, Paula, you want me to bring this up and discuss it, the parallels between now and 9/11, and or just prior to 9/11, and I can't. You know, it's just pointless. No offense to you. I don't mean that as an offense to you. Okay, folks have been holding on for a long forever here. Let me see. David is calling from San Francisco. David, welcome to the program. We can probably get a few seconds here, and then I'm going to have to break and come back to you. But hi, David. David?
I really had to talk to you tonight. I'm a longtime listener. I spoke to you once before when I was in New York. before the elections.
Uh-huh.
Just before I went to Florida to try to work for Kerry. after getting over some of the depression, I'm really not a natural optimist. But I realize, I agree with you, we really lost. It's all a show. Everybody keeps thinking if the next thing would only happen, then we're going to be okay. But
yeah.
It never happened.
I know. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back. Okay. Here. All right, David? Hold on just a second. Hold on. Well, it's a little bit longer than a second, but not a whole lot longer. Just pretend. Talk among yourselves. We'll be right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
In the dirt. And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shed? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play around.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERM and find out about their affordable term life insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERM. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual. A document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint. But it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen. so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com. Radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
No subliminable messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
About 9 before the hour. Back to David, who has called in from San Francisco. Thanks for holding on, David. Now, where were we?
Well, I usually let you do the ranting for me, and I listen. But I was watching a movie that I got with... I bought the Sinclair Lewis It Can Happen Here book from Buzzflash.
Oh, yeah.
And they sent me the Orwell Rolls Over in His Grave with it.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching it the other night, and I really had an epiphany. I realized that the political parties, the two political parties, are not going to help us. And I go back to Teenagers for Stevenson and Kefauver. So I was a Democrat for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a Vietnam vet. I'm also a member of Veterans for Peace. And I'm really horrified by what's going on. But I think that people who are interested like I am listen, and they know. And they're the ones that really listen to the radio, and they're the ones that the other side listens to, the other crap. Excuse my language. But I think that what we really have to do is concentrate on getting something to pass to get the media to let go, to be let go by the corporations, to make a law that the corporations cannot own the independent mainstream media, because if it doesn't happen on television, it doesn't happen for the vast majority of people.
Okay, but David, let me stop you there, because you understand how squirrely that thought is.
Oh, I do.
Okay, all right. Just
leaving the country. I really am. You know,
right.
I'm going to teach English in China or something.
Well, that's a good idea, but prying media outlets out of the hands of corporations would be like, you know, removing someone's skin and expecting them to stay alive, which is normally what we do in Guantanamo, but we don't do it here. So, no, it's an impossibility. The corporatization of media, as I'm not telling you anything you don't know, is a fait accompli. It's total. It's complete. I work for a corporation, okay? Every single media outlet in America is corporatized, including Democracy Now. Every single one depends to some extent on corporate money. Now, as far as where people get their news and get their information, it's been totally whored out of existence. But everything in this country is corporatized. This is Mussolini's dream country.
Oh, I know. They have to read the book When Corporations Rule the World, because that's what's happened.
Right.
And it's the global corporations, and as long as they own the media and they own the voting machines, there's enough. You can't win. You got to.
Well, let me share something with you. I was going to bring this up. In Montana, paper ballots are going to go into effect in Montana, with exceptions only for the disabled. This was sent to me by Eleni. In Colorado. Now, listen to this.
That's Schweitzer out there. Governor Schweitzer.
Is that who it is? Well, this comes from a member of the House. I thought you might like to know that here in Montana, we just outlawed touchscreen voting machines. House Bill 297, sponsored by myself, passed the Montana legislature by wide margins. It simply requires that paper ballots be used in all elections. The ballots may be counted by machine and may be marked for the voter by a machine, but we will not allow electronic ballots, with a tiny exception for handicapped voters. And it goes on. The person who wrote this member of the House is a software engineer. And he or she, and I'm sorry I don't have the gender, says, I was able to convince my colleagues in the legislature that touchscreen voting machines are unreliable, badly flawed, insecure, and require massive amounts of acceptance testing that typically is not done or even thought about. So, how about that, David?
That's a big victory.
The state of Montana. How many people live in Montana? 12?
No, well, 15 maybe. But they have a Democratic governor who just won.
Good for him.
And he won by stating those kinds of principles. David,
you know, I'd like to see that kind of action happen here in the great state of Georgia. I'd like to see it happen in, I don't know, where else? Where else is there touch? How about Alabama or Mississippi, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, wherever the hell they have touchscreen voting? Why don't the state legislatures there just come out and say, look, democracy, representative government, republicanism, small r, all of it is being flushed down the toilet unless we get rid of these machines. I would love to see it. Well, one state out of 50. How about that?
Well, I got to tell you, if they don't get California, California could be Republican in the next election in 2006 because we now have a Republican Secretary of State that was appointed by you-know-who.
And isn't that funny? Every time there's a Republican Secretary of the State, like in, oh, I don't know, pick two, Florida and Ohio, weird things happen, and the vote usually goes for George Bush. No matter what the polls say, no matter what the odds makers in Vegas say, no matter what the exit polling says, no matter what anybody says, and no matter what the vote count, interestingly, the state, if it's run by a Republican Secretary of State, who happens to be a member of the Bush Re-Election Committee, or the Election Committee, woo, it goes. Goes for Bush.
Yes.
Thanks, David.
The odds are only 250 million to 1.
Right. Thanks. Thanks for checking in, David. You have a nice,
Thank
evening.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Take care. Take care. God. Montana. How about that? Montana says no. Montana says to the dominionist religious companies that manufacture the machines and the software, they give them the bird salute, you know, the middle finger, and they say, no, get out of here. Get out of here. Go someplace else and wait for the rapture, okay? But get out of my state with your scum-sucking machines. Congratulations, Montana. I love you. I love you, Montana. All 39 people that live there, I think you folks are great. Bless your hearts. Quick break, we'll be back. Nothing but phone calls. When we come back... Oh, what's this? Bush's poll numbers are down to 43% approval? Oh, isn't that just... I don't know. Mandate, mandate! Ooh, what am I saying? Time for another attack on America, huh? Yeah! This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com from Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. Oh, ooh, eesh, ah. So fight back with Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Maximum Strength Medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Victory over defeat.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
Here in America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Richard Myers says what Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has been saying is an outrage. Myers says some communications have been intercepted from Zarqawi, where he condones the killing of Muslims in the name of jihad. Myers said Zarqawi is trying to keep freedom from happening in the Middle East. He described the militant leader as a violent extremist who is trying to create civil war.
What he says is it's okay for Muslims to kill Muslims, and not just any Muslims, but innocent men, women, and children. And that's what he's been doing if you look at the statistics over the last couple of weeks.
Myers, along with Lieutenant General John Abizade from Central Command and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, spoke with reporters briefly Wednesday on a variety of matters. A judicial showdown is hanging over the Republican-controlled U.S. Senate. It is a confrontation that could virtually shut the Senate down. Correspondent Terry Moore has the latest.
Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist formally moved President Bush's nomination of Judge Priscilla Owen to the full Senate. Owen is a federal appellate court nominee. It's an attempt by Senate Republican leaders to end Democratic filibusters of 4-7 judicial nominees. Bill Frist.
The minority should allow senators to fulfill our constitutional responsibility of giving advice and consent.
Vermont Democrat Pat Leahy said there's nothing in the Constitution about up or down votes for judicial nominees.
The Constitution speaks of advice and consent, not order and rubber stamp.
In the coming days, Frist is expected to exercise the so-called nuclear option, a complex procedural change in Senate rules on filibusters. Democrats threaten to retaliate by stifling Senate business on issues unrelated to national security. I'm Terry Moore on Capitol Hill.
Toyota says it will build its new gasoline electric-powered hybrid Camry at its Georgetown, Kentucky plant, while spokesman Rick Hesterberg says the plant will only add about 100 jobs right now. The company will be making a sizable investment in its current facility.
This will be about a $10 million investment. We will be producing this hybrid vehicle, obviously, on an existing line with an existing workforce.
Hesterberg says the Georgetown plant will build about 48,000 hybrid Camrys starting late next year. Mayor-elect Antonio Villaraigosa will be sworn in at Los Angeles City Hall on July 1st. Steve Gonzalez has more.
The new mayor-to-be told us he has lots of priorities when he takes over, but the two topping the list is remove all lobbyists from commissions, an increased police presence at our schools, especially the areas where there have been violence, racial violence. He said he's a roll-up-his-sleeves kind of guy. Then he left to investigate a fight the authorities say broke out at Taft High School. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Gonzalez.
And you're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
The Majority Report.
Now, old Sparky was the electric chair in, I believe, Huntsville Prison in Texas. And the death row inmates were forced to clean and keep up the maintenance on old Sparky, which would be their eventual killer.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
When we vote blindly for the George Bushes of the world, when we don't stand up to big media consolidation, we are polishing old Sparky. Do you see what I'm saying?
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. About 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Let's get some phone calls rock and rolling here. The number, by the way, is 866-303-2270. Marge is calling from Indiana. Well, dear God, twice in 1 week.
Is that against the law?
No, as long as you keep 3 days in there. I think you made the 3 day.
Well, sort of.
That's it. That's cool. Oh, by the way, you know, I said the other night that you have a fan club, and... some stuff has developed. When
kind of blows my mind, but anyway.
Well, when you and I were talking about the fact that you don't have a computer, access to a computer, there's some folks around the country, the closest one to you is right not far away in Illinois, who have a computer they'd like to give you, and then maybe somebody can show you the necessary steps. If you ever got online, Marge, you'd be hell on wheels. I mean, you're hell as it is, but you'd be hell on wheels. So here's the deal. I think most people know that you and I and Kathy have stayed in touch over the years, and you send me stuff in the mail all the time, which I really appreciate. Marge does not email. She actually clips stuff and mails it to me. We tried to call you today and could not get through. I don't know. Maybe it's because you live in the part of Indiana where
Y'all don't have phones yet. I don't know what the deal is. But,
no, we're still down to the two holders. I told you about that.
I'm hip. All right. So I asked our associate producer up there, David, to give you our phone number.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, well, don't say it. And I'd like you to call us.
555.
Call us at your convenience tomorrow because an awful lot of people, I don't know how you feel about this, Marge, you know, but, you know.
I'm overwhelmed.
Well, on this program, if somebody says, you know, I'm out of cough drops and my check doesn't, you know, all of a sudden you're going to get a carload of cough drops. So we will inform you about all the stuff, all the emails. There's a group called Democratic Underground. It's a thread, a website. It's a community of, probably 50, 60, I don't know, 100,000. It's a big community of Democrats. And some of them heard what you were saying about, or heard what I said about, well, Marge, you don't have a computer yet, do you? And there's, you know, I got a bunch of emails. So I'm just saying, call us and we'll see what we can make out of this. I know you don't want anybody to start taking up a collection for the Marge computer fund, but here's
Illa Prame Paki Ku.
Say what?
Illa Prame Paki Ku. My high school French is the first step that counts.
Oh, okay.
But, I keep throwing you with foreign languages, don't I?
I know, but here's the deal. If you know, when people upgrade and they have perfectly good computers and they upgrade, and then they want to, you know, it's just like, look, you know, we got a 9-month-old, and most of the clothes we buy, Molly, we go to consignment stores where, you know, a kid's...
At that age, why would you do anything else? They grow out of it so fast.
Right, that's the point. You know, we go to consignment stores, we can get a $25 outfit for $3 that might have been worn 5 times. So the point I'm trying to make is, you know, when somebody uses something and they can't use it anymore, then, they'll pass it on maybe. So... What I'm getting is a couple of emails from people who are saying things like, you know, I've got a computer, I've got a system, I've got a monitor. Marge, you'll have to get a mouse. Do you know what a mouse is, Marge?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Marge, you'll have to get a mouse.
I'm not totally illiterate.
They're $10, you know. Marge, you'll have to get a keyboard or whatever. But the answer to that is no, you won't. You know, I mean, we can figure out something. So having said all that, just give me a call in the next day or two. No rush. And I'll fill you in on what's going on. Okay?
555 True Seeker.
All right. Now, the real reason you called in.
Well, I just had so much fun listening to George Galloway yesterday, and damn, I wish I could have been there and heard it all.
Oh, man.
But a couple of things beside that. You know, there's a perfectly legitimate English word called credible. And every time you hear the word credible coming out of anybody that is remotely connected with the White House, they're lying.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, all the allegations were not credible. We're looking for credible science.
You're right.
Oh. Do you know what really ticks me off about
what?
These people in the White House?
What?
I used to be a lady in the choice of my language.
Yeah.
But my vocabulary has gone right down the old commode. Listening to these people, they make me so angry. I want to.
I know. I understand.
Do you have expressways in Atlanta? I mean, you're not that backwoods.
Yes, we have.
I'm getting back at you now.
Yes, we have expressways here. Yes.
Well, there's a little something that's going on in Chicago. You got to access the Chicago.
I read it. Where they're going to shut down the expressways the next time there's any kind of a something for Chicago to keep people out of the loop, out of the downtown section.
To the tune of $40,000 a gate.
They're putting up gates to block the exit ramps off of Jesus. There are about 10 expressway of interstates that go through Chicago.
Well, it's like spaghetti.
Right. It is like spaghetti. So they're going to put up these gates, I understand, to block traffic so it cannot get off of the interstate.
80 of them.
Right. 80?
That's what they're talking about, 80 of them. I don't know where the hell they're going to put them, but, you know, $40,000 a pop. And, you know, share that money. Who makes these things? There's somebody out of Louisiana that's making them. But I just wonder how well they're connected with Halliburton or Carlyle Group or some Republican contributor.
But Marge, Chicago is run by the Democrats.
Well, it won't be for long. Karl Rove paid a visit here last month, and there's all kinds of investigations going on left, right, and sideways. And
really?
And the only thing that's got all the columnists shorts in a wad today is the fact that yesterday Blagojevich used the term testicular virility. And I tell you, they're just all on Twitter, you know, golly gee. The governor of the state uses this kind of language.
Yeah, now let me just edify people. Rod Blagojevich is the governor, the new governor, relatively new, of Illinois. And he's a Democrat after how many years as Republican governors. And he said, what is it? Testicular?
Virility.
Virility.
Mm-hmm. In reference to somebody who is going to stand up and not, you know, vote for tax increases and all the rest of it.
Right.
And, you know... And the other thing I wanted to bring up, today I heard, we're reading the wrong pages. We got to go to, you know, forget the front page. Go to the business section. Then
oh, yeah.
We really know what's going on.
Absolutely. That's so true. So true.
Today, oh, God, they came out with the consumer index.
Yeah.
And it was up.
Yeah.
That's not good. So they went back and they took a second look at the index.
Yeah.
And if they don't count the food and the gas, then the core costs were okay. So
okay.
then the Dow Jones goes up 112 points.
Right. So
you
don't
see how
count,
that works.
Yeah. Don't count food and gasoline.
God.
Next they'll be saying don't count food, gasoline, your mortgage payment, or clothing.
Yeah. Right. Don't count your interest rates.
Or your interest rates.
Yeah. Because I mean, after all, if you're late on your payment to your on your light bill, then Chase Manhattan or whoever the hell can raise your interest rates on your credit card from 15% to 29%.
I know. It's isn't this fun? Did you ever think, Marge, when 1,000 years ago when you were a young woman, did you ever think that it would turn out like this?
Oh my God, these people are so full of crap. It makes my back tired.
Testicular what?
Testicular virility.
Virility. All right, Marge, we got to go.
I love it.
I love that. Thanks for checking in, and don't forget to call us the next day or two, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Marge, have a nice evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Testicular virility.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-590-9870. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Here comes the helicopter. Second time today. Everybody scatters and hopes it goes away.
21 past the hour. So you notice, you know who has disappeared from the public spotlight? The Bug Man. Huh? The Bug Man. But, Larry sent this in to me. I guess Larry wrote, I don't know if Larry wrote this or if Larry just forwarded it. I'm just going to, Larry, whatever. You get credit for it. Here's what the email says. It starts at Friends with Benefits. Okay, kids, follow the bouncing red ball. The Republican energy bill pending in the Senate is advertised as a way to gain independence from Saudi Arabian oil. Boing. Part of the energy bill included at the insistence of Tom DeLay is a provision shielding makers of groundwater polluting, potentially cancer-causing gas additive MTBE from liability lawsuits, despite projected costs of 8 to 29 billion to clean up MTB contamination. Boing. One of the major companies that produces MTBE and would benefit from the liability shield is a company called SABIC, which has spent some $1.5 million lobbying for it and happens to have a big research and technology center in Sugar Land, Texas, DeLay's home base. Boing. SABIC is largely owned by the Saudi government. Boy, wait, what? The standard soundbite we've been getting for the past 5 years is that the energy bill would reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Now it's about how to subsidize foreign oil regimes. Boing. That was in the Boston Globe 2 days ago. Thanks, Larry. Yeah, the scumbag pig Tom DeLay. Notice we haven't heard anything about him, but he is still working away, a Saudi company that produces something that will give you, your children, your grandchildren, your unborn grandchildren, your unborn children, your dogs, your cats, your puppies, everything, cancer. MTBE. Huh? One of the worst additives that could possibly be put into gasoline. So once again, Tom DeLay takes the money. Ah, but it's okay. Don't worry about your cancer. Jesus is coming. And if not Jesus, the rapture. You'll get a new body. It says so somewhere in the book, doesn't it? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? How much do I hate them? Do I hate them? Truly, madly, deeply. Back to the telephone. David is calling from... Oh, Jesus, not this guy again. Is this David in Atlanta?
Yes. Hi, Mike. What's going on?
Your mom is going on. What do you want, David?
Well, I just called. I was surprised to hear from you talking about Democrats are out of power. It sounded more like a post-mortem. And I was remembering when Bill Clinton first took office that I believe the Democrats had control of the House and Senate, right?
I don't know. Did they?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
But my point is, you was wondering, what's happening? Why can't the Democrats take back power?
Well, no. I answered that. How long have you been holding on, David? Over an hour. I answered that some time ago. The reason the Democrats lost it, and I fault the Democrats, not the Republicans. Republicans are just scum. Republicans are liars, cheaters, and sneaks. What the Democrats tried to do is play by the rules. While the Republicans were saying, rule schmools, we are going to do every filthy, dirty, rotten thing we can think of, including impeaching a president because he had a girlfriend. Come on,
Wait
David.
Wait a minute, Mike. Calm down. Wait a minute. My point is, before the Monica Lewinsky scandal even broke, before that happened, that's like 6 or 7 years, I'm trying to explain to you that... The Democrats had both control of the House and Senate, and what happened? There you go with the sound effects. What happened? The Newt Gingrich Revolution was not just oppose everything Bill Clinton was trying to do. It was set forth some ideas, tax cuts, the contract with America, and that's how the Republicans got into power. Do you recall that? Okay, is this adolescent hour? Come on, Mike. Hello, Mike.
We'll be right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. These days, companies have figured out how to make big profits off the poorest Americans. If you desperately need cash before payday, they'll loan it to you. for a huge fee. Or if you have bad credit, they'll offer you furniture with interest rates jacked up to 400%. This month, Mother Jones Magazine investigates one company accused of preying on the poor, Rent-A-Center. They're a furniture outlet located in mostly poor neighborhoods. They allegedly market themselves to people with bad credit and then hike up prices and interest. Mother Jones talks to one woman who thought she was buying a $600 furniture set and ended up paying almost $2,000. One study by the City of New York found that Rent-A-Center's cash prices were as much as 225% above normal retail price. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest-only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix Port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now, 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas.
Yeah, drive into the arrow.
Run, run, run.
Make a turn for the better.
Run, run, run.
Yeah, drive into the arrow. For all the room you need.
Get more room for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, room.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Tune in this week as I cover the Rat Pack. That's right, my favorite guys in the whole wide world. Join us as we follow not only their music, but their contributions towards racial equality in music and in life. Joining me will be Lenore Zan, and she'll be talking about her one-woman play about Marilyn Monroe and her relationship with the Rat Pack. Tune in, baby. It's going to be a blast this Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay, here's the idea. Tom in Ann Arbor just sent me a copy of the letter he sent to George Galloway at the suggestion of one of our other emailers, GallowayG@parliament.uk. The Honorable George Galloway, Member of Parliament, House of Commons, May 18th, 2005. Dear Mr. Galloway, I wanted to send you a brief message to thank you for your candor and integrity when addressing the U.S. Senate on Tuesday, 17th May 2005. Your prepared statement was both powerful and eloquent. It is a sad day for representative democracy when the elected official who most clearly communicates the well-reasoned position of millions of American citizens is a member of Parliament of the United Kingdom. I understand that your testimony in front of the Senate was heard by only two senators, Norm Coleman, Republican of Minnesota, and Carl Levin, Democrat of Michigan. Mr. Levin is one of my senators. I am sending Senator Levin a copy of this message in the hopes that he will demonstrate that fiercely standing up to the radical right wing here in the U.S. or elsewhere in the world is not only the right thing to do, the ethical thing to do, and the absolutely necessary thing to do, but will also generate an activist response by the electorate to support those who are willing and courageous enough to speak truth to power on their behalf. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your integrity. Thank you for your eloquence. Thank you for speaking out in defense of the truth, justice, and democratic principles. If you were ever to choose to become a U.S. citizen and run for elected office in Michigan, you have my vote. My apologies for not being able to offer you more. Kindest regards, Tom, and his last name, Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's good. That's good, Tom. That's a good one. That's a good one. And I honestly believe that this is a good idea. This is a good idea. It doesn't have to be a lengthy email, although I think Tom's is great. You know, just a couple, three lines to this guy. Just to let him know. I mean, were you not shocked? Were you not blown away by the brutal truth that came hammering out of your television set? What was it? It was MSNBC. I misstated that it was C-SPAN that covered it. Hell, C-SPAN, why would C-SPAN cover it, right? But like I mentioned, I came in the house from going off to buy some blue jeans, whatever the hell I was doing that. I came in and I heard this on the TV in the kitchen. And I thought, what am I listening to? What is this? And immediately I realized it wasn't an American because of his Scottish brogue. But he was just giving it to him. And I had no idea there were only two senators there. Oh, dear Jesus. But he was just hammering and hammering. And what was his weapon? Huh? What was his weapon? The kinds of weapons that Bill Frist uses, or Tom DeLay, or George Bush, or the sneaky bastard Dick Cheney? No! What was George Galloway's weapon? The truth. Simple sentences, mostly declarative. The truth. Wow. Okay. Michael is calling from New York City. Michael, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine,
love
sir.
You again. Oh, by the way, for the record, here in New York,
Yeah. I have not seen any of those touch screen voting machines. You still have the old-fashioned.
You still have the punch card thing?
I guess it's the punch card. You pull the lever and et cetera.
Oh, okay. It's not where you use the little stylus and you pick it up with your fingers and you punch. You know,
No.
Okay. Yeah. It's like a one-armed bandit.
Yeah. Exactly.
I got you. Okay.
Okay. The thing is, I cannot begin to tell you how much I've had it up to here with the hypocrisy of these Republicans, these right-wingers, and especially that Bill Frist. I mean, he's calling for up and down votes. I mean, you already exposed the hypocrisy on his part when it comes to filibustering, and he was one of the first people to quickly filibuster a Democratic nominee. I got one even better than that for you, pal. What about the fact that he was one of the many Republicans that were blocking the count of the 2,000 votes? And then I can even remember, I'll never forget the other Bush loyalist, that bitch Karen Hughes, who turned around, and you remember what she said? She goes, the right for the people, the voters to be heard, does not count here. So they're calling for up and down votes. Where was the spirit for votes to be counted then? Huh? I mean, they're only
well,
going to go two ways.
Yeah, but what? But I think what you're doing, Michael, is what a lot of us used to do, and some of us are still doing.
Mm-hmm.
You are more or less ascribing to Republicans decency, honor, justice, and truth, and they don't play that way.
No, I know that.
You play that way.
Oh, so no doubt. I believe in equality. For
right. You play by certain rules, or up until this moment. I used to play by those rules, too. I never thought. Now, don't repeat me, because it gets a little weird here. You know, don't repeat anything on the air. But, you know, I never thought I would sit on a radio program and use the SOB term. I never thought I would sit on a radio program and refer to the president or the vice president as a bastard. I never thought that would happen. But I have seen these chumps take down my country and take down all the institutions and continue to take them down. I have seen the rise of a neo-fascist religious right. I've seen all this. So, you know, don't think for a minute. I know you don't. But don't think for a minute that these people play by any kind of rules.
Oh, I know that.
Other than, I'll kick your ass, and if you don't like it, I'll kick it twice.
I got one quick question for you. You mentioned about, what was his name, Glenn Beck?
Yeah, he's a clear channel, a piece of human waste who has a program, and he's talking about, trying to make a joke about strangling to death Michael Moore. You know what? I'll bet you when Michael Moore hears about this, he's going to go to wherever this little piglet broadcasts from, and he's going to walk in and say, here I am, you want to strangle me?
But why isn't his behind locked up and placed behind bars? Because you and I and my fellow listeners, we all know you cannot make threats like that, even especially.
No, wait. Sure you can, Michael. If you're a neo-Nazi, look, Glenn Beck does for the Republican Party what Monica did for Bill Clinton.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so it's okay. You understand it's okay. As long as he's doing that, it's okay.
Because check it out. If you or anybody else just turn around and said, I want to.
Now, don't say it. I understand what you're saying. Look what happened to my colleague, Randy Rhodes, who didn't say anything. She had a produced bit that maybe, if you were really stoned, you might think that there was a threat to the president, a gunshot or something.
I listened to that.
It was nonsense. Nonsense. Right.
Of course.
And look what happened to her. Look what happened to her program. All over these cheesy chump ass television talk shows. Air America. Glenn, and you know why? That's because Randy Rhodes does not do for the Republican Party what Monica did for Bill. But the piglets all do.
And remember, they're the first ones that wanted to say, well, I can understand about why people want to beat the crap out of judges because of their rulings and so forth. They're the ones advocating violence, but yet they're going to turn around and twist something out of proportion and then pick on Randy Rhodes, who's done nothing but good for this country.
I hear you. Michael, I got to leave it there. Thank you, pal. I appreciate you checking in. Take care.
You too, my friend.
All right. All right. Appreciate you calling. AJ is calling from Colorado. AJ, welcome to the program.
Mike, it's good to talk to you.
My pleasure, sir.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, what I had to talk about kind of tied in with a lot of the things you were saying. You know, overall, I'm trying to look at the big picture. And you know what Frist and his goons are doing in the Senate is just cleaning up. You know, they've already taken over. When you think about the fact that we had an election in 2000 that was decided by a corrupt court.
Sure.
We had another one in 2004 that was decided by all kinds of criminal activities in Ohio. And 2001, we had what may very well have been a set-up terrorist attack on our country.
Which all of which leaves us where, AJ?
Well, where it leaves us is that those things have pretty much vanished from the radar screen. I mean, if we saw any one of these things happen in a third world country, we would expect their citizens to be out on the streets. Out on the streets.
Yeah, I know.
And what has happened here, I mean, see, the Republicans know that if they can just put off, just bluff things through for 6 months or so, they're gone. They're
on the streets. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of discouraging to admit that.
I hear you. Hey, listen, AJ, I got to leave it there, pal. You're starting to fade anyway. So, listen, thanks for checking in. Take care, okay? I hope to hear from you again. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Mola. This is Air America.
Sometimes I get it seems all I have is one. When you finally see my old time. Yeah, but I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matis does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matis Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Mention yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Take a long walk to a company town. On what used to be solid ground. Nobody was ever gonna get sized down.
It's about 9 before the hour. Thanks to the gang again tonight. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, Justin Yuan, and David Fizikas. Sounds like the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. All working together in New York City to bring you this program. Thanks, guys. Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark Marshall in outside the city, Jim in Arkansas, our Music Bureau Chief, and, of course, Catherine Bay, our Executive Producer. Thanks to everybody again tonight. Did I have somebody on hold? No, I did not. Jeff is calling from Seattle. Jeff, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Gosh, hi, Mike.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Okay, three things. The inflation index you talked about earlier with Marge is, this little joke, no disrespect, of course,
mm-hmm.
but that's the Gandhi index, of course, because you're always starving and you walk everywhere you go. Very applicable to modern life.
Yeah, well, we all know that Gandhi chose to be to do all that, so it's okay.
Oh, I know.
I hear you. If you would have said the Biafran option, that would have been, or the Darfur option, that might have been offensive. But the Gandhi option, I like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I did write a note to Senator Voinovich, the lone Republican senator who said no to Mr. Bolton.
Yeah.
And I hope the people of his state are very proud of him.
Well, he didn't say no all the way, when they went ahead and voted and it was 10-8. Voinovich voted with the other killers. They just decided along with the vote to pass it out of committee without a recommendation to confirm. Now, I don't know how that works. I've never heard of such a thing, Jeff. I have no idea. How do you vote 10-8? And confirm somebody's nomination and send a note out with it that says, look, we voted confirmed, but we're just kidding?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
I missed that part.
Yeah, Voinovich was very eloquent in his attack, a righteous attack on Bolton, but He did vote in the final analysis. He and the other nine Republicans all voted yay, and the eight Democrats all voted nay.
Yes, the wonderful Mr. Allen from Virginia wants to be sure that the UN has someone to bring the rest of the world in line. I'm sure the rest of the world is looking forward to being lined up and
they can't wait. Yeah, they can't wait.
Yeah, yeah, it's really going to go a long way toward peace. Okay, finally. Jeez.
That's all right. Take your time.
Oh, I'm not sure what the filibuster law change would have to do with laws in general. I understand about the judges, of course, but is that going to change the way that
Everything.
All legislation is done?
Yes, yes. They're not just talking about getting rid of the filibuster where it concerns the confirmation on judges. Once it's gone, it's gone. Once the Senate changes the rule, they're not saying let's change the rule for judge confirmation of business. What they're saying is everything. From now on, we're going to be a mob, just like the House of Representatives is a mob. And all it takes is 50% plus one vote, and it becomes law. That's insane. This is, you know, the framers, the people who laid this country out with all its flaws at the beginning, did not have that in mind. As a matter of fact, the senators weren't even directly elected by the people until what? Sometime in the middle of the 19th century, or was it in the 20th century? I guess it was the 19th century. The senators were appointed by the various state legislators. Why? Legislatures. Why? Because the Senate was to be one of the critical checks and balances on the mob rule that the framers knew would come out of the House. They were channeling Tom DeLay in the 1790s. They knew what this son of a bitch would try to do. They knew what these people would do. So they set it up so that the Senate would be immune from the filthy hand. Now, was that elitist on their part? Was that non-democratic? Well, yeah, of course. But I think the framers understood that when you have however many people lived here at the time they put this thing together, you can very easily descend into mob rule. They knew that. So they tried to remove the Senate from the filthy hands of the common man. That would be you and me. And now, of course, that was modified. That was modified so that the people do elect the senators. But it was so important to them that they said, okay, every state will have two senators. It doesn't make any difference if you're Idaho or New York. Every state will. Now, that is not representative government.
Right.
But that was the idea. The idea was that the Senate would be a check on the mob rule that can come out of the House. And now think about this. Think about this. A senator from Idaho will have as much say about a Supreme Court nominee as a senator from California. Now, if that's representative government, or if that is democratic republicanism, I'm a monkey's uncle. I have no idea what just happened. I think we were attacked by Martians.
Well, I think you're absolutely right on that. Now, here's my theory.
Yeah.
I think that it's only a matter of time then before one of two rules gets changed, and one of them has to do with the governor of California running for president, and the other one has to do with a third term for W.
Yeah, I think you're right on both of them. I don't know. I don't think there's enough. That would require a constitutional amendment. I don't think there may not be enough time. Jeff, I have to leave it there. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, man.
Appreciated you checking in. Well, that's it for tonight. Another one wrapped up and in the can. My. Thanks for participating, however you did that, even you sick, degenerate lurkers out there. A pox on all your houses. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Did you know that some ants actually prefer living in your home? That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. It stops ants cold on the outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, right down to the queen. New Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
No, well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes.